I know you've met my mom before, and so as Mr. Atumo, I see the meeting is being recorded, so I will ask to, also if possible, receive a copy of the recording after the fact.
Well, very quickly. Okay, go on.
So I'm not going to introduce myself, but if you wanted to say something, go ahead.
The line is actually broken. I can hear Olivia clearly. Of Leticia, I can't. The line is breaking.
You can hear Olivia, but you cannot hear me?
I hear you, but it's breaking. If I heard you, we wanted to know.
It's still breaking.
Okay. You wanted to know what we did, right, before taking the decision. I guess that's what the question was. Okay, there's a document in the school called Code of Conduct that was circulated to every member of the school community. And it basically spells out rights and responsibilities, okay? And under that, we have what we call gross misconduct. And that gross misconduct, as you know, I don't think I need to define that. What happened falls under gross misconduct? Your brother was to be suspended for 1 month. However, I didn't know of an incident that happened last year in November when I sat on the disciplinary committee. We spent a week investigating. The very first day, the father of the girl in question came to school and reported. I was actually traveling. I was transit. So I came to school and I attended to him. And after he left, I sent for the daughter, who is a Form 4 student. And your brother was sent for. Actually, it was to one guy called Morgan. One guy said he saw it, saw the photo. Your brother shared the photo. And when we invited your brother over, he said he auto-downloaded in his gallery. So when he saw it, and he claimed to belong to several WhatsApp groups. So when he saw the photo, he shared with some friends with a tag. Why are you guys doing this? You know, basically. Like, the impression he created was, he didn't share the photo, you know, in any way that could damage or could be transmitted as bullying. Instead, he queried why that was done. Well, that has left many questions unanswered. The photo emanated from his gallery, and he claimed not to know the source of the photo. But this photo is from his gallery. Probably, like he claimed, he belonged to many WhatsApp groups. So one of the groups, the photo was shared, one of the groups, and it auto-downloaded. So while scanning through his photos, his gallery, he saw that photo and decided to share with some friends. So the sharing there is what is being punished for. Now, the letter I shared with the family, I said, we reduce the level of the punishment from suspension to him attending that course and reading the book that was attached. Because I didn't have on my desk at that point in time any record of a disciplinary issue. It was after that letter was sent that I learned that he actually took a girl home in November, and we lost that girl because of that. If I had been the head of school that time, that's automatic expulsion, automatically. Now, while this was still going on, they had a prom for high school graduates on the 1st of the 1st of June. And he was there. He's in Form 3. The tickets were sold to those in Form 5 and above. But how he got a ticket is something he's going to explain later. So he got a ticket, and when he was not allowed into the arena, he created a scene. And I don't know who has been communicating with me. I think it's Leticia. I said, well, you need to talk to your brother. My headship respects everybody in the school community, parents, students, my colleagues, my board, the government. I try as much as possible at every point in time to be fair in my dealings. When this incident happened, I invited both families over. Your mom was there, and the family of the girl in question. And your mom saw my reaction. I didn't take side with anybody. As a matter of fact, a major chunk of time spent at that meeting, I was against that family because it was based on mere assumptions. You know, I would say baseless, but it was purely assumptions. But your brother confirmed that he shared the photo with some friends. Now, this is where he comes in, and that's how they got to know about the photo in the school. So that pretty much is the action taken so far. And to be very, very, very honest with the family, I would like to work with the family to shape this young man. I see him as a boy with potential. I'm happy to work with the family to help him direct this energy into something more productive, let him be a role model for the school and the family. That's what we do at the school.
Okay. Are you done, sir?
Yeah, hey, I'm done.
Okay, so Oliver Tani, the Sam Oliver's sister, you came out with 4 points. The fact that he has been sharing the photo, you said there was no bullying. You spoke about a girl he took home with him in November and then the prom invitation on June 1st. Am I right?
This was secondary things. This one had nothing to do with the letter.
Wait. You took out, you outlined it 4 points and I just out them out loud. Okay. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay, so let me continue. Okay, so let me start from the girl he took home in November, according to what you said. Can you please go back with this whole story? Because I was in Cameroon in November and I had no... I don't know where is... What is him taking a friend home wrong? Especially after he told me that the reason why they went back home was because of the math classes. So I want to understand where is him taking his friend home wrong?
Well, if you don't,
Mr. Kimbo, please let me answer this.
Okay, answer that to me.
Yes, thank you very much. Now, it's really strange if you say you do not see anything wrong with this. Now, that student has no need to leave school without the parents' authorization. Now, it doesn't matter if that student had to leave.
Can you please mute your mic, please?
If that student needed to leave school, then the parents had to be informed. It's based on the parents' approval. The school had to be informed, but none of that happened. Now, it's really amazing if you sit there and say you don't see what was wrong in that. Now, if that student went out of school and something happened to that student, then the school is held accountable. Now, the reason why at that time the head of school didn't push through with this is because the head of school, not Bamideli, is simply because the school had a responsibility here to prevent the girl from going home with your brother, which we failed to do. But your brother had absolutely no right to take another student without the permission of the family. The student is a minor, it's not an adult, it's a minor. Both of them are minors. So for something of that nature to happen, then both families had to be involved. So if we did not press further on this with Mr. John McGuinness, who was the head of school at the time, it's because we had a responsibility in there. The security had to have prevented the student from going out, and the security failed in that. And we took an action against the security because we put the blame on the security at that moment. But you cannot actually say that there was nothing wrong with his action.
Okay, because are you done?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
And just to go back to what Mr. Akimbo said, we are not yet today to discuss about that action in November. We are yet to discuss what happened with regards to cyberbullying. And I really appreciate that we stay focused on that. Now, if you want us to discuss what happened in November, which is in the past, then we will schedule another meeting for that, and then we can talk if time permits. Let's stay focused on what we have to do today, which is talking about the cyber bullying case that just happened. Only made mention of that simply to say this has been a track record and that we need collectively to sit down with Oliver and try to support him to use leadership skills in the right way. So that is the reason why he mentioned that. He didn't mention that as a point of discussion in this meeting. Thank you.
As far as it was mentioned, Leticia said she's in the waiting room. Could you please add her back? Anyway, that was what was mentioned by your colleague, as far as I can remember. That was point one. Point two, you said he actually recognized sharing the picture. You said there was no bullying from his part coming from him, because when he asked his friend who did that, it was not like him shaming her at any point. And then you came back with the prom invitation. I think for the bullying part, I'll leave Leticia to that because I'm having my exams in less than 30 minutes from now. For the prom invitation, you said it was only for from five students to upper seats. Now, what I want to know is, at what moment did you ever inform the parents that that prom was only for adults? Question one.
You know, listen, Olivia, I'm not going to sit here and entertain the questions. Okay, I brought those as an aside.
No, because
listen to me, please. If you are finding it very difficult, I've not acknowledged this meeting to listen to that. I only put that as secondary. Okay, focus on what happened. I gave a letter, a punitive letter, or a warning letter.
Yes.
Let's focus on. I'm not going to sit here and have you entertain me as if I'm still a dog in a courtroom. If it's very difficult for you to decipher that your brother messed up, your brother was carrying out something wrong, then probably there's no need for this gathering, there's no need for this meeting. That is what we need to focus on. He saw the photo for whatever intention, I assume good intention, I trust all my students, but for whatever intention, he shared that photo and he acted like that. And I was telling you that I committed that punishment of 1 month suspension to reading and taking online course because I never had any record of disciplinary issues about him. And I sent that. It was later that this came up. And when I wrote your sister, I said, I think you guys need to talk to. It is called high school prom. He's not in high school. It's called a high school prom. So that you should ask him that question. You don't direct that question to me. You direct that question to him.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, I'm glad you have something very important to do. I have something more important to do. And I said, I have just 30 or 35 minutes for this meeting. So you just go straight to the letter that was issued.
Sorry, I dropped off. I'll watch the recording later. I'm on a work trip, and so my Wi-Fi has been horrible. My very sincere apologies for that.
No problem.
Not to rehash what has been discussed, since I missed it, and I will just go back and play it back. I'm not going to ask you to repeat yourself. Okay. There are just a few issues that were concerning in the letter and the emails that were subsequent after the fact. So just to then really focus on the facts, right? Like, I was surprised by the delineation of bullying, because in the context of what was shared, which I'm curious if you have seen the photo in question.
I'm not going to answer that question. If you listen, you don't ask me those questions.
You're not going to answer. That's okay.
Listen. This is your brother. Okay. This is your brother.
It is my brother.
He's the culprit here. Now, if you need any questions or you want to verify anything, you call him and ask him those questions in my office, in the most
photo.
Friendly manner, without any form of intimidation, in the presence of another friend of his called Morgan and another adult in the room. In a very relaxing mood, he said, and he described the photo, and he said he shared the photo. That's an acceptance.
So yes, I understand. So what I'm saying, right, I'm not disputing that I saw the photo. We did have talks with him. I think I was surprised by the tone of the email, because I couldn't have done otherwise.
If his photo was shared in that manner, I would have done the same thing.
If you had what?
If it was his photo that was shared in such a manner, I would have done
so
the same
what
thing.
I'm not saying that there is preferential treatment on the part of the child that was involved. I'm only asking, I'm surprised that you won't even tell us if you have seen the photo or not, but that's fine. It's a non-factor. My context, or at least in the conversations I've had with my brother and other people surrounding the story, I'm surprised by a few things. One, that he's the only one who was reprimanded in the affair when he actually had no direct ties, right? So I think if I'm sharing a photo between the five of us on a call, right, and then Olivia goes and makes fun of someone in the student's face about it, but then Olivia is not, and on school grounds, and Olivia is not reprimanded, which is what happened, that is concerning to me as a sister of someone else. Beyond that, I'm also concerned, and I'm happy for Mr. Atumo to jump in, that on school grounds, when he was pulled out of his exam and asked in front of the peer, you know, she was asked, did he bully, or, you know, was he the one who is like saying these things, sending you anonymous messages? The reasons that he got pulled out, the student in question then said it wasn't him. But the offense, like, I'm happy for him to be educated on cyberbullying. We have had conversations on, hey, you shared the photo. It was in a private way. It wasn't meant to make fun of her. You were asking who made the collage. I understand that context. But the thing is, sometimes, we are always responsible for the consequences of our actions, even if the intention is not what is received, because perception is reality. We have had those conversations. So to imply that we are only coming to speak with you and haven't spoken to him, I do find that very demeaning, because I truly believe that, you know, raising a child is not only the responsibility of the family. That's the broader context of the call, and just wanting to, that's why I was really seeking to understand why it is that he's the only one reprimanded when other students, in my opinion, committed graver offenses. Like, it's one thing to ask who did the collage. It's another thing for other students to actually actively make fun of this student and not get reprimanded, because Morgan, I'm pretty sure, is Bulanga, if I'm understanding the last names correctly. And from what the conversations my brother had with him, unless he's lying, right? Because I'm not the parent, I'm not responsible for what happens in communication with him. My brother, in speaking to his friends who he knows have done worse things to the actual student, were not reprimanded. Beyond all of that, in the context of the larger discussion of like him and the fit with the school, understand we only have a few minutes left with you, where I'm also struggling is the letter itself said there were no, you know, disciplinary offenses before. The subsequent emails, it then became as though it was my mother's widow status that impacted your ruling on the matter. And it was more about this long, you know, supposed like repeated legacy, with the idea that should he be involved in any other situation without investigating, you will expel him. I found that very shocking, especially when, to take the example of the student whose parents decided to take her out of the school, you were not yet schoolmaster when that incident happened. I was home in Cameroon coming to inquire about syllabi when I was told of the affair. To this day, the letter and the email in which you talked about the student's family taking her out is the first time my mother and I knew the end of that story. When I came to the office and was told about that from the math and science teacher, the conclusion was my mother was going to be called into school at the beginning of the next quarter or semester, so to speak, because people were going out on holidays. That never happened. Whatever ended up happening with the student, we were never informed. I understand this is a private school. So like, yes, we care about education, but you also make money on every student whose family chooses to enroll the student there. And so for me, if I was in school, right, if I was in your position, especially coming into a role where like something so egregious had happened, supposedly, while the school, in my opinion, also has responsibility for what happened, or like for the system allowing that event, and for the actual student, like being the one to ask my brother to come to her school, to our house, where I'm at, I would at least have called my mom in, but she was never called into a meeting. And so when I feel like there are, the perception and the reality of the student experience is very different when you all are making, you know, very solid opinions, but we're not getting the communication for it. The prom tickets, another student sold that to him. Other students were at that prom from different schools who are in my brother's grade, but the system again didn't check that. And so I'm not, you know, it wasn't just teachers selling because of the conversations I've had with him, unless you're going to tell me my brother's a pathological liar. And then my last conclusion is like, there are incidents also that have happened that we haven't come and reported, but I would just like to know, like, I'm concerned. I'm the one who chose ENCO. It wasn't my mom. I did thorough research. speaking to students, speaking to other parents, et cetera, to make the recommendation. But it almost feels like there's just a huge discrepancy year over year over year between what's written on report cards and what teachers will say to us to our face, between what's written in school communication and what you would tell us on calls or emails. And so it just leaves me wondering, you know, what truly is the reality of my brother's experience there when there are just not only different sides to a story, but the story is so conflicted and the truth seems so far-fetched that I'm struggling how to then reconcile that in the context of enabling him to grow into the leader that I know he can be.
Are you done?
I am. Thank you.
Well, you've raised a lot of secondary points. And like I said, I really don't have that much time. I would have preferred an in-person meeting, but I'm currently in Yaoundé. I'll be going to Douala maybe in 2 weeks. Now, you said, I don't know for which of the incidents that your mother was never invited. I remember this incident happened after I assumed office as the head of school, and your mom was
which
invited.
Incident?
Sorry? The one about
I spoke of so many, photo, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. Share. Which incident?
The photo.
Yes.
So the incident of the photo, and I invited your mom over. At first, she was called, and then she attended the meeting with the family. And in a way, the both family had some kind of exchange, and that was it. And I just want to either demystify or correct a notion. Nobody's against your brother. Nobody is against your family. I treat everybody in this school as equal, and I do my best to respect every family member and all my students and my colleagues. And I try as much as possible to always act as fair as possible. Now, there are secondary statements attached to this. If I raise those, I raise those to let you know that we chose to be lenient with your brother. And why that was going, between the time, between my last email to you and the graduation day that you sent an email, there was another incident that happened. And I touched on that. And I advised that you should talk to your brother. I totally agree with you that you have to trust your brother, just like I trust every of my students. However, when in a situation like this, the photo emanated from him in his gallery, and he told me he won't be able to, how do you say it? He won't be able to establish.
Retrace the WhatsApp group
exactly,
he got it from.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he decided to share that with other friends. Now let's take this out of school context. If you should come across such a photo, ideally you delete it, or if you are not in direct contact with the person, you go and report to any authority in that area. So this is what you've seen. Now, a school is a learning environment. The best thing for him to have done should have been to approach the teachers or the management and share that photo with them. Okay? Now, what is established is the photo emanated from him, and he claimed to share with his friend without any ulterior motive. Fine, but the photo emanated from him, and that is what he's being punished for. Whatever was mentioned was just to draw your attention to the need to talk to him. That's all.
I understand that was the, you know, intent, but it's like, what I'm trying to say is we had spoken to him. The other thing I'm trying to say too is him sharing that on his personal WhatsApp story, asking the question, who did this, became taken as though he had intention to embarrass or shock or bully this girl, which was so far from what happened. Like, photos get shared in WhatsApp groups all the time. And I'm not even speaking as student. And that's why I'm asking if you saw the picture, because it is a side-by-side. There are no words. People are, you know, essentially left to draw their own conclusions, which, good or bad, I don't deny that he did that. We did have a conversation. He will take the course. All of that as well. I think where I just struggle is the idea that that ruling was lenient, and then I'm struggling to understand the reason behind the leniency. Because is it then because he had no record, as you stated in the email, or is it because my mom is a widow? Which then leads me to question the intent you all think he had. And for me, the prom incident, yeah, have a conversation with him when he comes back. He was sold the ticket by another student. He was not maliciously trying to ruin prom or anything like that. But then again, it's like in having that discussion, will the other students who then perhaps sold the tickets be conferred, or hey, they graduated, so it doesn't matter anymore? Like, that's where the heart of the issue is. And I then feel like I want to believe the intent that you were saying of treating every student fairly, because I truly believe to be an educator, that has to be true. Where I'm then struggling is the way in which it emanates in real life for us, when Morgan, as the like example student that you chose to bring, was actually like making derogatory comments to this girl in person and told my brother straight up he was not suspended. Like, that, seeing that sort of example to me is where I struggle to believe that every student is truly being treated fairly. I know we're at time. I'm happy to have a follow-up conversation. I have time because I'm invested. I understand you have to go, but like, those are just the parting thoughts for me of how is it like to have gone from the student in person who was the case of the story, the background involved, tell the school, tell Mr. Atumo in front of other people that my brother isn't the person who is sending her anonymous emails or messages. My brother isn't the person who's reading all this stuff. And then on the back end, we should be grateful for the lenient. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm really struggling to make sense to me. He was the only party deserving of reprimand. That is where I struggle, that okay. He's the only party deserving of reprimand when we are then saying that we're treating every student fairly.
Okay. I respect your opinion. And I'm hoping that you will also respect the opinion of the school. That said, if I'd made use of those phrases about the issue of widowhood, and that offends you, I tender my apology. I apologize for that. I've not said that in any way to make your mom less a human being or to make the family less a family. I share that with all sincerity. When I was discussing with your brother, I didn't know anything about him. And I said, at about his age, I lost my parents. And I shared my story with him until he opened up. I didn't know anything about the family. You know, I said at that age, I lost my parents and I fought my way through. I didn't give up. I was well behaved. I went to best universities around the world for all my degrees. So to my doctorate level, I share all of those things just to encourage and motivate him. Then he came up with some stories about his family. And all that. I said, well, put that behind, forge ahead. And if I'd mentioned that, it was never in any way to rubbish the family or to reduce the family or to say we don't care about the feelings of the family. So I apologize if that's offensive. However, on this issue, that is the decision of the school. The photo emanated from him. Even if at all, at the end of the day, because it's had a hybrid kind of, if at the end of the day, you are saying or assuming that probably some of his friends abused the photo or used the photo for other things, the photo emanated from him. Okay, so if the family disagrees as against this meeting, because to be honest with you, this is our busy time, you can write a letter, okay? You can write a letter to appeal, not to say appeal, to disagree, I would say. But that's the decision of the school. It's okay. You can write and disagree.
So then, understood. Does that then mean if we are able to find the real source of the image, for you, if I'm understanding correctly,
your line is
the story or the Mama, s'il te plaît, mets-toi sur mieux.
Je suis sur mieux.
Non, t'entends.
Ça change tout. Je ne parle même pas.
Oui, mais quand je parle, je parle en même temps.
Better now, it's better now.
I guess what I'm trying to say, yes. So what I'm trying to say is, just to make sure I drew the conclusion properly. In the eyes of the school, the picture emanated from my brother. If the picture emanated from someone, not him, that we are able to show proof for, would that reconsider what you're saying? Or I still understand that he shared it, so he takes a part. But I feel like he is blamed for both the creation and the diffusion of the image, so to speak. And although his intention was not to bully, Or if they won't change anything, just like let us know too, and we can move on.
Well, we're not saying creation was by him, but circulation to the point that Morgan saw it was by him. And he shared that on a forum, you know, and this thing with social media, you know how things can go
viral. He did it on his personal WhatsApp story. So then, okay, and so then for Morgan share, for Morgan to see it and then bully this girl in person, how is he not reprimanded when we all care about the impacts of bullying on children?
So that's what your brother said. Morgan did not bully the girl.
When he's making fun of her in person, in front of other students, and calling her out for looking like Shakira?
No.
Okay, please, let me just step in here. Thank you, Mr. Akimbo. At no time was it reported by the student that that is what Morgan is doing. Now, when this was reported to us,
yes,
by the family, it was reported that a particular student shared a photo. That was what was reported. Then we did the investigation. They said, okay, Morgan. Now the role Morgan played there was informing the student in question that her photo, that he saw a photo, and this is what the photo looked like. Now that girl then reported to the father. Now this thing happened over a month ago, and you keep bringing this up again that we are thinking that the picture came from him, he made the picture. No, we made that very clear with him. We told him, we said, we are interested in knowing exactly the source of this photo. And he told us that it's impossible to trace. That was the first time we knew it's something that happened over a month ago. He said it's impossible to trace because when the picture came, he didn't identify the WhatsApp group. And he has also deleted that picture from his gallery. So any consequence that he received is simply because he shared. It's true he shared his WhatsApp status, but that he confirmed that he shared to 5 students. And information on the WhatsApp status, I can screenshot it and share to another 5, who shared to another 5, and then everybody has that.
Oui, monsieur,
to be honest with you, I have just a minute left for this meeting. I'm sorry, I have to jump into another meeting now. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My apologies, oui, madame.
Parce que moi, ce que je voulais dire, sorry, parce que, bonjour, ce que je voulais dire, c'est que monsieur a tout maudit, ce n'est pas totalement vrai. Parce que c'est Morgan qui a parlé à la fille en lui disant que tu as les photos sur WhatsApp avec Shakiro. C'est comme ça qu'elle a su. L'information, ce n'est pas que machin, c'est lui qui s'est moqué d'elle, que tu as des photos avec Shakiro sur, sur WhatsApp. Ce n'est pas mon fils. Et mon fils a partagé avec certains de ses amis.
Mam,
concernant l'histoire de la fille qu'il a ramenée à la maison, moi, la question que je me pose, c'est que comment elle a pu sortir de l'école sans l'autorisation de l'école? Puisque la procédure veut que quand on vient chercher un enfant, Atumo, on présente un document.
Can you schedule a meeting with Madame Bessa?
Please, Madame Tiani, I would love that you should come into school. Let's talk about that, please.
I think it's more comfortable
to Friday. Better around,
so better, you can schedule another Zoom meeting.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I'll be talking again.
Sorry, I have to go now. My apologies, please. Thank you.